This is National Native News. I'm Antonia Gonzalez. Tribes in Montana and North and South Dakota are welcoming President Biden's order to revoke the Keystone XL pipeline permit. Chairman Harold Frazier of the Cheyenne River Sioux Tribe in a statement thanked Biden and expressed gratitude for honoring treaties and keeping his campaign promise. Meanwhile, TC Energy announced it will stop construction. In a statement issued just before the inauguration Wednesday, TC said it's disappointed the new president is rescinding the permit issued by the Trump administration. Victoria Wicks has more.
TC Energy says the company has a successful business base, and aside from the Keystone XL pipeline, it will go forward with other funded projects as well as those under development. But TC will stop the Keystone XL construction it already started, which includes a small segment of pipe that crosses the U.S.-Canada border. Wes Furlong is an attorney with the Native American Rights Fund, which represents the Rosebud Sioux Tribe and Fort Belknap Indian Community in Montana federal court. Furlong says the judge warned TC that construction before lawsuits were settled could result in a loss for the company.
TransCanada's forging ahead with building the pipeline with this sort of cloud of litigation hanging over their head. From the tribe's perspective and from our perspective, they've really assumed a lot of the risk of doing that.
Pipeline proponents say an end to the project would result in a loss of thousands of jobs during construction. But Wes Furlong says those construction jobs can be replaced.
My personal hope is that there's a real opportunity for infrastructure reinvestment and then new investment in different and alternative sources of energy that, frankly, are better paying and safer jobs.
Several tribes and environmental groups filed lawsuits starting in 2017 against U.S. government agencies for permitting the pipeline without adequate environmental studies and for violations of treaty rights. The pipeline was tied up in litigation throughout the previous presidential administration. For National Native News, I'm Victoria Wicks in Rapid City, South Dakota.
President Biden's executive order on protecting public health and the environment and restoring science to tackle climate change also directs a review on restoring Bears Ears National Monument in Utah to consult with tribes and report back to the president in 60 days. Bears Ears was modified in 2017 by President Trump. Since then, a number of tribes have been fighting to get protections back. The executive order also puts a temporary moratorium on oil and gas leasing in the Arctic National Wildlife Refuge. It directs the Interior Department to review the program and study potential environmental impacts. The Gwich'in Steering Committee and environmental groups are among those fighting for permanent protection of the Arctic Refuge. Indigenous organizations illuminated a teepee in Billings, Montana this week to honor lives lost to COVID-19 and recognize the new presidential administration. Yellowstone Public Radio's Caitlin Nicholas has more.
As the sun set Tuesday evening, Bill Snell, executive director of the Rocky Mountain Tribal Leaders Council, explained the teepee serves as a memorial for those who've died from COVID-19 and as a symbol of hope as the United States transitions to a new chapter under the Biden administration.
I think it's really important that we as Indian people take the lead a lot of times in this and be able to demonstrate our way of trying to give some hope to the world.
The teepee was lit with amber lights to symbolize the dawn of the new day Indigenous nations and the United States are moving toward. Amber was also chosen because the Washington Monument and other sites were illuminated at the same time across the country as part of a national COVID-19 memorial. Snell said he hopes this display, like the installment of teepees erected in Billings last month to symbolize tribal members who've died from COVID-19, will stir the Biden administration to put even more resources toward fighting the pandemic, which has disproportionately impacted Native Americans. I'm Caitlin Nicholas.
And I'm Antonia Gonzalez.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Center for Indigenous Cancer Research at Roswell Park Comprehensive Cancer Center, dedicated to cancer research, medicine, and cancer care for Indigenous population. A no-charge online risk assessment tool is available at roswellpark.org/assessme.
Support for law and justice-related programming provided by Hobbs, Strauss, Dean & Walker, LLP, a national law firm dedicated to promoting and defending tribal rights for more than 30 years. More information available at HobbsStrauss.com.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.